Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of SaaS Marketing Makeover. I'm your host, Garrett Mergute, and I'm very excited to be joined today by Dana Cordova, the VP of Demand Generation at SmartLinx. Welcome to the show, Dana.
Thanks, Garrett. Thanks for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Well, we're very excited to have you. Now, as we've talked about, we don't know who is on this wheel. So who do you hope it is? Do you have anyone you kind of like industry, company? Anyone you hope it is?
Well, I was sort of jealous of my predecessors because they got all my favorite companies. You did Stripe and Monday and Drift. And like, yep. These were my favorite companies. But I don't know. I'd be kind of psyched to maybe have it be like some of the new players like Thanks or, some of these gifting, like making direct mail cool again. Let's see what we got.
I love it. All right. Well, as always, we're going to try to take, find opportunities and position them in a positive light of areas where, you know, someone watching from this at that company could see this video and then have some good ideas around things they could do to hit their goals. Mm-hmm. So with that in mind, let's hit the wheel. Let's see what we got.
Let's do it.
I haven't heard of Braze before, so I guess.
I know. I'm like, what did I just catch there? ClickUp. Oh God.
I willed it.
No, I'm like looking at all the others though. I'm like, wait, I don't right. know them. So I'm excited. I'm gonna learn something. This is really gonna be raw then, Garrett. Okay.
I really don't know them either. So here we go.
Okay, good. We're on the same page.
Now, the one app to replace them all.
Well, that's a
pretty big promise. All right. Let's see. Oh, okay. So ClickUp is Asana meets Notion meets Monday meets Airtable.
Let's see. There's so much being developed around kind of work processes and, you know, blowing out project management these days. Oh, yeah, they are. They're like Monday.
We replace Todoist and then we do communication. We replace Slack and then we replace Asana, Monday, and Jira. We replace Notion, Confluence.
How long have they been in business? They're going to try to displace every market.
Well, what I found is a lot of these products are actually one product that they act like is a bunch due to use cases, kind of like Monday when Monday acts like they're a CRM, but they're really like not always. I don't know how to explain it.
Well, Monday also was really smart. I think you talked about this on your last segment about, and I agreed with you wholeheartedly about just segmenting really tight. Like as a marketer, I was only approached by like their marketing messaging.
They do a really good job with that, like personification of their like segments of their products, right? Like use cases and buying centers. So we got like, okay, I have a decent idea of it. It just looks exactly like Notion, to be completely honest.
It's every tool I use on one platform.
Correct. Which is, I guess, a cool promise.
If they work.
Switching. Oh, I like that they make it easy to switch. Let's see how easy it really is.
Sign up for free and start using ClickUp in seconds. Okay.
It's a weird pop-up. They should probably clean that up a little bit.
Yeah, that is weird.
So they import my email over, which is nice. So then I just have to create my account.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just use a fake one. Totally fine. I wonder what this looks like. Oh, they're going to really.
I feel like this brand style is quite common in the space too. Like it looks, which could be a problem, right? It looks a lot like Monday. If you had just opened one of these pages, my immediate thought would have been that it was Monday.
Yeah, no, it definitely doesn't. Like 4793, let me see. I'm just curious because I feel like a lot of my recommendations are going to be product-led growth probably related for something like this.
Yep.
So it looks like we've got a type form. Why are they making me do so much work?
This is a lot. I mean, you already gave them three pieces of info, right?
And I did just create an account. So then they're going to make me more protective. Okay, let's do it. Name it. Cool. Customize. I'm happy. So I don't know if I want – it's an interesting choice, right, if you're product onboarding to force me to create theme colors and –
That's a lot in the beginning. I kind of think these things are fun, but they should be handling it like progressive profiling. Like, ask me later. Let me just get in there right now.
Where's SaaS Marketing Makeover? This isn't a category yet, Brian. You got to get some more awareness out here, man. let's see. Invite. No, thanks.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Oh, my God. It is a lot. I mean, yeah.
Oh, gosh. And now I want to click and I'm going to integrate all my apps in the beginning. It's a lot in the beginning.
Okay, so now I gotta play. So they're importing, and it comes. I got their video. I mean, Jesus Christ. I'm just trying
to. They developed a lot of content and then tried to push it all out in one
experience. I know, right?
It's wait. All good. It's just, oh God, wait, now I have to give you $10? Wait, what?
Okay. It does seem really quick, like clever. Well, it's fast. That's like a good thing they have. Like Notion's kind of slow compared to this. It seems cool. So, okay, at least I think now we have an idea of the product. It's pretty clever. I don't know. I wonder what promise it's delivering on. Like, what? Why do I need to switch to it, though, I guess, right? Like, if we all let's assume every one of their buyers, I think we could put a little, like, let's assume every one of their buyers that they want, right? Anybody you want at this point in the market already has something else, right?
Mm-hmm.
So we could.
I'm a Monday user. Yeah, I've used Asana. I mean, everyone's going to fall into one of these categories.
Right? So, yeah, so they do it with CLE. Oh, I got to sign out. Sorry. Let's get back to their. Oh, no.
I didn't see before, Garrett, did they have kind of a use case or who we serve menu on that page, that homepage?
No, let's go back to it. That's what I'm trying to get us to. Okay. Yeah. So now we understand the product. To be completely honest, it looks like a dope product, looks cool, but. I think you have to be more than cool if you want to go get high average order value accounts. Let's say someone like SmartLinks, right? Lots of employees to get them to switch. You're not like, if everybody's already using Asana, it's kind of hard. Do you know what I mean? Like a lot, like Monday and Asana don't have an adoption issue internally. So why would we switch from them? Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, cause I've had, you know, Asana at previous gigs. And then when I wanted to introduce, oh, we really need to go use Monday. Everyone was like, no. It took us so long to set this up. We're not changing. So it's only like when I've gone to a new company that I'm like, we're going to use the new tool now.
Correct, it's right? So it's kind of like, and then you have to have enough buy-in in your role for it to spread across the org, not just like, hey, this is what we're going to move marketing from Asana to Monday is different than moving the company, if that makes sense, to a new project management tool. So you can import. I think that's dope. I think the import's cool. I still don't know why ClickUp though. Do you know why ClickUp at this point?
No. It's just product. What's under the learn menu? Is it just a glorified blog stuff? It's like resources. Yeah. Where's the value prop? Where are the use cases?
I don't know why. Yeah. I don't know why they exist. Are they cheaper? Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
$5. Let's see. What's Asana? Asana's not that cheap anymore, I don't think.
No, it's not. Monday might be competitive.
Asana just did this cool stuff though now where they have you seen the new dashboard feature?
Yes, I have.
So you can roll everything up. It's so clean.
They're targeting me well on Instagram.
Yeah, so I'm looking at, so it's like free forever. So that's okay. So they have a free thing. They have 200,000. Are we just competing on features here? That's what I don't understand.
Mm-hmm. And it's something you have to experience in order to get there, right? They're not selling me the value of why they're better than Monday or Asana.
Maybe they try to here. Let's see. So let's go click on Asana and figure out why I would choose them. So let's look, like, I'm an Asana customer. So now let's just say I become a ClickUp. The flexible feature rich. I have never felt like Asana couldn't do something for me in all transparency. Mm-hmm. I never thought like, oh, I wish Asana had this feature.
Agree. It's pretty robust.
Right. So we got goals and OKRs, embedded email. What's that? Send and receive emails directly from ClickUp. I don't think that's true. Don't you get email alerts with Asana?
Yeah.
Okay. So I think that's a lie.
Yeah. Then, you have to sync it. Maybe they mean it's like not immediately integrated. You have to do some setup.
Huh? Formula calculations. What's that? Okay. So this is like a Notion thing, right? So you can do a calculation more like a Notion type thing.
Yeah.
I guess in its simplest form, it doesn't seem like they do anything everybody else doesn't do. Native time tracking, I guess, is kind of cool. Asana, I think you have to integrate Harvest. I don't think you can do native.
Yeah, it does. I don't think it has it built in.
So time tracking is cool. I guess we got some stuff there. How would you package this, though? Okay, so you just got hired, Dana. And you need to beat Asana on Monday. Because technically, that's what we're trying to do, right? If we're them. We're having to beat the existing legacy players that we're all, frankly, more familiar with than ClickUp. Because you and I didn't recognize them out of the wheel. And I live and breathe SaaS. Like, so they're obviously – what do you do different to take market share in your mind?
Well, I think first and foremost, they need to determine, you know, I imagine these guys are relatively new. So I think there's no indication here of what they think their sweet spot is. So, I mean, I really love, like, Envision does this really well, right? Like, they have a category. I forget, you might want to pull it up. I think they have, like, a use case education blog. I might be mistaking them with someone else. It might be Asana or Monday. One of them. I've seen it before because I've been researching navigation styles myself for my own company a lot recently. And I've seen a lot now that I'm on record here. I'm not going to remember, but they've had, like, I really love when a company has, like, the use cases that, you know, sort of without listing, it's like, I think it's like a new way of doing, like, industries we serve, but in a much sexier way, right? It just says, like, here's the problem here. And this is why we solve it. And this is why we solve it better than everybody else. And that makes things a whole lot clearer. And I don't feel like they're really telling me, like, who this is good for or why they're better.
Workday does this really well. I'm right there with you. Cause it's like oh, what, like about the
suite. Yeah. See, I love that menu. Maybe it was Monday.
They do these. The Workday does a good job. So it's like one suite that's designed for change, and it talks about how you have finance, HR, planning, analytics all under this suite. I guess I got to put my brain really on right now. Okay, so
it's also not super clear, Garrett, if they're doing a real platform play, which could be a miss. It really depends on where they are in maturity, which I don't think we know right now, right? I mean, if they're really just trying to sell individual products because they're going into certain segments, that's not clear from the website. Or if they do want to go into enterprise eventually, it seems like a miss that they're not also selling the platform and their ability to grow with a company, right?
1,000%. So if I was in charge of ClickUp, I think the first thing I would want to do is I wouldn't want to compete on project management. Because if we take a moment to think about what they're communicating, right? All your work in one place. Task. Are docs project management? Honest question.
Docs, I think, are a problem that no project management tool has solved, right?
Because it's not technically project management, right? If you're a project manager, you're not in charge of evolving.
You're either living in Google Docs or your corporate company is making you use Microsoft, and, like, you're still going to be attaching things. I don't feel like any project management tool has solved that for anybody yet.
No, I agree, right? So you project management is essentially task management, the way Asana and Monday and everyone is, right? But then they add docs, chat, and goals. Neither of these three are technically correlated directly to project management and their position. So instead of being a project management tool and competing at a feature level, literally what they're doing, right? They're saying, I'm a project management tool, and this is why you should choose us. These are our features. Mm-hmm. What if I created a new category? Let's say we didn't call it product, and we called this something like productivity management. So what if we created a category called productivity management, and then we focused on how we make organizations more productive with our platform by integrating all these disjointed siloed efforts and tell the world why Asana and Monday are broken because of the cost of switching context, switching platforms. And then we do this whole like pitch, and now I have a category and a differentiation. Does that make sense?
It makes a lot of sense, Garrett. And I think a big thing that I've also been thinking about, because I've been trying to train my team on Monday and get them involved, is, you know, project management for a lot of companies is really specific to like dev, creative, and even some marketing teams, unless they're super advanced, aren't that familiar with it, right? So immediately by using project management as like their primary keyword, they're tapping into a market that is really competing head on with behemoths. Whereas I think if they went more like the productivity management tool, they could actually be capitalizing on a whole market segment that's not familiar with project management at all. They just need like something to help them manage the chaos of their day.
I'm right there with you. Like genuinely, I think if I could call this thing productivity management and then show them how we are use cases, but through the lens of productivity management. Do you see what I'm saying? If I can create this category and this anchor, and it essentially I create a clear enemy, right? Like the enemy is we don't need more project management, right? And I can make a clear enemy. The enemy is now Asana. Yeah. And the others. And then I talk about how easy it is to switch. Do you see what I'm saying? and I start to show them why. And I think I can really create some traction here and also increase my average order value as well.
I agree with you. I think that's totally dead on, because really, if you are, especially if you are going into some markets that are net new, intro to product management, really what you're saying to them is you want to speak to them in layman's terms. And it's really about daily workflow management, right? Like, I feel like that's a big word that they're missing here. This is about managing the workflow of your day, of your team.
There's another category. Workflow management could be even better than productivity management. It's the same concept. There's another, no, you're spot on. And then we introduce problem solving way higher up on the page. Do you see what I'm saying?
And it produces a whole range of opportunities offsite, right? To drive them in as magnets, right? You're saying like, here's your problem. Your problem is your team is all over the place. They're in Slack. They're in Google Docs. They're on their phones. They're on desktop. They're in all these crazy places, and no one can manage all of their priorities to stay focused in a given day. Right. So I feel like them just glomming on to the old statement of project management's like a bit of a miss for them, because as you would say, you know, they could create their own category and just bust into new markets that don't usually use product management.
1,000%. Now, when we think about the way a lot of these places have grown, it's been through integrations as well as templates like UGC, user generated content, where they can either like create templates for people, or they can like publicly create. So someone could create a template and make it public by default. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, where's their content? Like where's their content strategy that's driving growth? So I got webinars, which is kind of a little old school, it's to say, but it's a consistent way. They do like a webinar calendar. Yep. Okay.
Yeah. Kind of. Mm-hmm.
But see how it's click up for marketing agencies. This should live under something. See, like this is what Monday does so well. And this is what you've heard me talk about. Is they've done really well with templates. This is what drives their growth, is this subfolder of templates.
It is, and 100%.
They've done a really good job with like, oh, see workflow. You can even create the category that Monday has, right? And then they do a really good job of talking about the teams that use them, right? And who, for what. I don't see any of that content here with our ClickUp people, where it's all features and I guess use cases, but...
Kind of. I mean, this strikes me as something that I think is pretty common when a company's relatively new and largely driven by product, understandably so. Like, this seems like a website that was designed by a product person and not a marketing person, right? They're like just like in love with their product features, but they're not really communicating value and understanding the problem that actual buyers have.
And they gated their templates. So like, watch this. When we go to try to see how like that template doesn't drive net new acquisition now, unfortunately. So I don't know how they're driving acquisition, because to me, I don't see a content strategy that's driving it so much as probably what they have to do is like Mondays have a massive ad strategy, but it's hard to outspend Monday.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
So like, you know what I'm saying? Like you'd have to outspend them. I just don't see how they win as obviously. Maybe let's see. Maybe it's their blog that they've done. Reich. Isn't Reich a competitor?
Kind of. I would think so. Yeah. This is a total product manager website, and they're not really thinking about their customer.
Yeah. So see, like we call this being customer led, right? At Directive, because we want to figure out what customers are using us for what. Oh, they call themselves a productivity platform, by the way. Isn't it hilarious that they actually have that here now in this old logo?
Oh, that's funny. And yet no mention of the platform play anywhere that we saw.
No, they don't. Because I see, I just see all features, but I don't see the suite, like where they tie it all together. Because I'd rather sell the whole thing if I were them, I would imagine.
Yeah. I you know, when I think about myself, you know, granted, I'm in the industry, so I'm a little more familiar. But it's like I never once said, oh, gosh, I wish my docs and my chat were connected. You know, I said, make my day flow better. Give me a calendar so I can see what my team is doing. Give me a way to share things and help me organize my day. Tell me what needs to be done today. Tell me what needs to get done next week. Like, that's what I want to know. So I feel like workflow of your day, plus we have the ability to grow with you over time, right? You might just need this one product feature today, but we can grow.
I love that. I think this is badass, by the way, like this on-demand demo. I've never seen anyone do beginner, intermediate, advanced. Let me see the quality of it. Oh, and you can do it in one click. Let's see. If I were them, I would even like it kind of competes with this, but I would replace this login button, which and I would, because I would let my customers go to my footer and I would go on demand demo. And I would try to get people, because it's hard to sell the enterprise through the sign up, if that makes sense. So I don't, I like to always have a premium offering. It's something that'll drive my EBITDA and drive my cash so that I can essentially keep funding their growth. Cause they do have 200,000 customers. It's not like they're like a small company to a certain extent. Like 200,000 customers is a big deal. I think I would prefer though, if I were them, like I want something here that speaks towards enterprise. Notice if you go back to like Monday, they're going to talk about enterprise and then they're going to have the old demo and you can see the big logos. I think I want to introduce something like that so I can get a better LTV CAC out of all my campaigns by having a more premium offering.
Agree. Yeah, they must have been in business for a while. I didn't notice that 200,000. Yeah, I mean, then they're long overdue for enterprise play.
Sales, but you know.
Let me see what else. Well, then I can only imagine that that means that their product is really good. So now
it looked awesome.
Right. I'm like, if they can level up that messaging, that would really go far.
I completely agree with you because I do think they actually have a really sexy product. Like the product itself is really clean. I just don't know why I need it. And I really can't get past that part. It just keeps giving me all these features, but I don't need more features. My problem with Asana isn't its lack of features. Does that make sense? Like my problem with Monday isn't its lack of features. So you telling me I should switch because you have more features, I don't know why that's going to – why, I guess, if that makes sense.
Yeah, it makes a ton of sense. I think, you know, the another thing that's really missing here, Garrett, is like proof points, right? Like if they have 200,000 clients, then they got a database of stats. So tell me, how did you know, Google, quotes are good, but I'd still like to see like some hard stats, like, you know, 20% of people save time on their team, you know, blah, blah, blah. Like I'd like to hear like some hard stats.
I like what you said too, by the way. Notice this, like, see how they're, like the language they're using, like this person is a project manager, like, and they're in product. Like I'm literally baffled at the click of his credit. This is 10 years ahead of every product management's effing stable. Holy cow. I love you. Right. Like that's such language of a free forever person. Mm-hmm. And so like my issue, if I'm ClickUp, right, is like, I built this awesome product that people love, but 90% of my customers don't pay us because it's free forever. No credit card. Like,
yeah, I'd like to know how many of those 200,000 are free.
Well, yeah, exactly. And if I'm them, I don't have a clear and obvious reason for like the people who would pay me why I need to exist. Like, why should I switch? Because the people you want are already have one. Like, that's me. Like, nobody hires Directive as their first ever agency, really. Like, that never, clients don't come to us. You don't like hire, let's say, a premium agency as your first agency. It just doesn't, it doesn't work that way. I would argue the number, the clients ClickUp wants, they need a real reason to switch. And it's not, I haven't seen like bundling products together. What I found, frankly, when I sell large accounts is I usually sell one of our service lines and then I have to grow it because they want a best of breed. I haven't found enterprise buy things for bundling purposes. Like,
no,
I haven't seen enterprise companies, larger mid-market enterprise companies buy things to replace things. Like I see them buy things to further a specific initiative or a specific use case, a value. And I think they like, here's someone, I saw this article from our VP of customer success or client strategy. And he showed the difference between SurveyMonkey and Qualtrics. So like SurveyMonkey like reminds me of this to a certain extent where they kind of just have like a lot of features, if that makes sense, like very product focused. And then Qualtrics is really outcomes focused. And that allows them. So like, notice how they're like communicating these things and showing you the outcomes you get. Like, look, these are action items as an executive. All of a sudden, like majority of Flylight product tester feedback on shoe transition is negative. They're showing you how they give you insights.
That's what I want to see. Yeah. That's what I want to see from them.
Which is why they're able to sell a premium. Workday is showing you how, like, this is all built for selling into enterprise. You kind of get what I'm saying?
Yeah, and I do.
ClickUp is selling the free forever, which is fine until, you know, ClickUp decides they need to make money. And I think I want to really start working, if I'm them, on what my category is and what's my value and who's my enemy. Like, because I need to, if I can make Asana and Monday the project management tools, the enemy, I think I have a reason to exist that I can build around. I can start to control price. I can start to create economies of scale. And I think I can grow, if that makes sense.
It makes a ton of sense. And I totally agree with your statement where you said like they're free forever. And like the website now, once you said that, I'm like, that's what their website sounds like. It sounds like, you know, they're selling to like GitHub, people and, you know, people who are living in front end code and project management all day. Right. And it's like, okay, cool. It's another freemium tool. This is not an enterprise play, but they're missing something in that
regard. At some point though, if you're B2B, which they are, you have to have a higher average order value offering or else it's really hard to become like free forever is almost like no EBITDA forever. Is the hard part. Like, it's hard to go out of growth mode to cash mode, and every business has to be able to do that. I think if I were them, I would just have a more natural way. It doesn't mean you have to lose your soul. You can still be a product first business that does like product led growth, and you can do all those things. But I think you might want to have something that differentiates you beyond just the fact that your product's good.
I agree. And the other thing we didn't really touch on, but I think is an obvious conclusion is like, they don't also have any like bundled offerings. Like they also could have similar to how Monday's done it, you know, the product manager bundle, the marketing bundle, the admin bundle, whatever it may be. Right. So that you can then that would play into the enterprise play in the future where it's like, here's the platform. You're buying access to the platform. Decide what things you want to slot in over time and what you roll out to what teams.
1,000%. I think like what Monday does, they have automations, right? So automations kind of makes them unique to somebody else. So like what's that? Their differentiation at ClickUp is we have more features. And I just have I have a saying in marketing that people don't pay more for more. They don't like people don't pay you more money for more, or they don't even pay you more money for better. They only pay you more money for different.
Yeah. And I like that. I agree.
So it's like, I would just honestly, if I'm CMO of ClickUp, I'm going to focus on all the things only I can say and then attack the competition so that there's a narrative and create a story around why we exist. And I think we could do well there. So
in closing, there's no narrative. You're right.
There's no, you're now the CMO, Dana, of ClickUp. You can do three things. Mm-hmm. What are those three things you're going to do?
We are going to rethink our messaging around intro package, freemium package, SMB package, enterprise package. Figure out how to restructure all the messaging around those product bundles. Yeah. I would also think about, really along with that messaging analysis, think about, what is the value prop, right? It can't just be features. Like, why are you better? Tell me and show me how you're going to make my day easier for me and my team. Like, that's all I want to know. Everybody's got a chatbot. Everybody's got a cool WYSIWYG. That's nothing new, right? How are you going to make my day better? Yeah. And then the third thing I would say is to just add those kind of use cases into the nav somehow, I think would be three elevations.
I love that, Dana. All right, I'm going to try. So I'm going to create a new category so I get to control the narrative. First thing I'm going to do. Second thing I'm going to do is, oh no, I lost it in my head. Darn it.
Train left station.
Oh, what was it?
You said category creation.
Yeah, first thing we create a category. Mm-hmm. Oh, second thing, what I'm going to do is I'm going to create a unique value prop within that. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to focus on something that I think is really important with this, which I'm going to try to focus on adoption. And I noticed they did a really good job with onboarding. So I'm going to say we're the most adopted productivity management tool in the world. And I'm going to focus on adoption because I think the number one issue if you sell this into a larger organization is how do you get the different business units and the whole company to adopt it? So I'm going to do a really good job talking about our onboarding, our adoption, and then I'm going to create a premium offering, like an enterprise offering, and do that same thing, that solutions, the roles, the needs, the segments. I'm going to build out all of that like customer led content. So my ideal customer can identify, oh, I need it for this. And that's, I'm going to kind of put that throughput of productivity management into, mm-hmm. and then focus my value prop into adoption. So I have a clear reason to exist against the competition.
I really like that a lot. Cause then you're kind of saying like, you know, this is the freemium tool that like your boss can't say no to, you know what I mean? Like this is the thing they're going to love so much that it will be an easy adoption decision.
Oh, and here's what we do, Dana. We'd run a TV campaign commercials and it would be a spin on how many bites does it take to get to the lollipop. And it would just show like the moment you use the product, you get addicted. And it would talk about like a whole company who just started like licking these lollipops, and at the end of it, like they're all addicted. You can all see like the lollipop is ClickUp, and everybody's addicted to the lollipop. Like you come up with a really fun campaign to show around adoption, right? All anyone has to do with ClickUp is try to use it once, and they're addicted. And you come up with a whole campaign around that. You focus on adoption, and then you can drive growth. I think it'd be fun.
I think that's a phenomenal analogy. I want to see you fight that trademark with Tootsie Roll.
Oh no.
That would be no problem.
I love it. Dana, this has been so much fun. Thank you so much for being our guest today.
Yeah. My pleasure.
If anyone wants to follow along with your journey, what's the best way for them to do that?
I would say LinkedIn is the best. LinkedIn.com/in Dana W. Cordova. On Twitter, you'll just get a lot of snarky opinions about the world. If you enjoy that sort of thing, you can do that too.
Yeah, and then check out Smart Links as well, everybody. Thank you so much for being on the show, Dana. And thank you, ClickUp, for being our muse. This has been phenomenal. And that's another episode of SaaS Marketing Makeover. Bye, everybody.
Super.